Due to the COVID-19 outbreak and following guidance from the CDC, tonight's broadcast has been pre-recorded. Therefore, there will be no live phone calls this evening.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. What a joy to be with you again tonight on the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program that is designed to bring the best out of you so that you can live like Jesus on the surface of the earth. We know that the plan of God, that the will of God be done on the earth as it's in heaven. And we need to have an understanding of how this thing operates. And when you know it, then there shall be a reward and your expectation shall not be cut off. We have a ladder to climb to get to where we are going. And that is the word of the living God. I want you to get yourself set together before we go into the word tonight. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit in this studio this evening. Thank you for the power of God. Thank you for glory. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the word of the living God, the word designed to change our life forever. And we celebrate you. We thank you, Daddy. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that tonight you will speak to us in the language we understand. Lord, you will damage our ignorance. Lord Jesus, you will open our eyes of understanding. Jesus, give me utterance. Speak the word of life through me. Let my word bring total liberty and liberation to your people in the name of Jesus. So take your word from my mouth and use this as a tool to turn destiny around. Think through my thought, speak through my vocal cord. Let your name alone be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to welcome everyone to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. From any platform you are watching from tonight, I welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the time, this is the moment you don't want to miss, because destinies are going to be remodeled. Things are going to change in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, we've been dealing with this subject, the force of victory. Now, we have so many things that is going on in the world today, and we have so many things that the enemy is saying, so many lies that looks like the truth. And people begin to, even the believers, start believing the lies because, they look at the circumstances around them and they want to justify what the enemy is saying with the situation. But that's a lie from the pit of hell. God already made a provision for us in the Word of God. And when you begin to see God's counsel for your life, when you begin to see the master plan, now whatever anybody is saying to you doesn't bother you anymore. We are not designed to fail. No, we are designed to be at the top all the time. In fact, the scripture says that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, the Bible says, he raised us up together and he made us to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. And that place is far above all principalities and power and every name that is named. But we are enjoined by God to take responsibility by using our faith through the word of God to be victorious on the earth. I have discovered these things are not automatic. You have to walk it by standing in faith through the word of God. We need to know that as far as God is concerned, in his eternal plan and purpose, nothing is created on this planet that is above you. Nothing is created that is meant to dominate you. I don't care the kind of virus. I don't care the kind of germ or bacteria. I don't care the kind of lack anybody can be talking about. Everything, even, not even Satan himself, nothing is created by God to overcome or control you. by redemption. Everything is designed to be under your feet. And if you don't know that, anything that the enemy says begin to have meaning to you and begin to scare you. But as far as God is concerned, he know how he packaged you and he know how he created other things. And he put something inside of you that they don't have. Now see this one. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5, the scripture says here, he said, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Whatsoever, I am the one he's talking about. You are the one he's talking about. We overcome the world. Now, before we go into the next verse, if you can just look at this same scripture in the Amplified Version. The Bible says in that same 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, he said, "For whatsoever is born of God is victorious over the world." Whatsoever is born of God is victorious over the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, even our faith. The victory that conquers the world, even our faith. Now, verse 5 now said, he said, "Who is it?" Who is it? The one who is, as he said, this one said, "Who is the one who is victorious and overcomes the world?" It is the one who believes and recognizes the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. And that's where you came in. It is not a religious statement. It is a statement of fact. It is the truth, is the reality. If you are in Christ, you are an overcomer. There is nothing on this earth that is powerful enough to subdue you or to dominate you. But you need to know that there is a system that heaven wants you to run on the earth that will put these things under your feet permanently. Because the world system wants you to cling under his dominion, under his authority. He wants you to listen and dance to its dictates. Now, and God wants you to know, you are far above that. And you need to know, how do I walk in my victory? How do I walk in my glory? Because you are created to manifest and to show forth the glory of God on the surface of the earth. Not your shame, not your limitation, but your glory. Now, let me show you this quickly. The Bible said the devil came to Jesus and he showed him everything and he asked Jesus, "If you worship me, I'll give you everything." Let's quickly read this one. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 5 to 7, the Bible says, "And the devil taking him into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdom of this world in a moment of time." Okay? And in verse 6 said, "And the devil said unto him," that is to Jesus, "All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whosoever I will, I give it." And he said in verse number 7, he said, "If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine." Now, I want you to listen to this. Now, all what the devil wants to do is to put you in a situation whereby you worship him. The devil wants you to worship him so that you can get something. And the moment you start worshiping him, you become a slave. Because whosoever you worship, you become a servant. Now, the Bible tells us here that he came to Jesus and he was claiming what does not belong to him anymore. Because when Jesus Christ came here, when he rose from the dead, Satan don't have no right to say that one to you and I. Because this time around, he doesn't have dominion over anything. Even the one that he claimed he took from Adam, Jesus already took it away from him. The scripture tells us in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2. Oh, I just love the word of God. Now, when you know the scripture and you understand what he's saying, I'm telling you, you look at the devil and say, "Where is your brain, man? Right. Who are you talking too far from the pole?" Now, watch this. He said in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2, the scripture says, "And in these last days," the day we live, he said, "spoken unto us by his son." He said, "Whom he hath appointed," what? "Hear of," how many things? All things. "And by whom also he made the worlds." Now, Satan don't have right to nothing anymore. That's why the Bible call him a thief. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't have a right to it. He come to steal. So, and if he comes to steal from you, and you catch him, then he repay. Mm-hmm. Now, many times, the believers don't do nothing about the devil, and they just say, God is in control. And God is saying, I'm in control of what? Now, it's time to begin to bring God into our situation instead of asking us to say, God, we commit it into your hand. Let's commit God into our things. I think somebody is getting that. Now, by redemption, you are a winner. You are not struggling to live. Now, God owns you. You are his. And anything that belongs to God belongs to you. That's why the Bible says you are his. But all these things come not because you are just a believer, but because you know. The Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, checking the scripture in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, he said, Daniel 11:32, he said, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Now, the knowledge of God is the key to your triumph on the earth. The knowledge of God. I'm not talking about the religious knowledge. The knowledge of God. God owns me. I belong to him. And I cannot be vandalized because I'm God's product. If you try me, my king will crush you. Now, when that understanding is done on you, now the enemy will begin to run in fear at your appearance. The Bible says, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they do exploit. So we are not begging God to fulfill his word. God is not an irresponsible God. He's faithful and holy. We are walking in the truth that he gave to us so that we can dominate everything on the earth, because that is the eternal design by the Almighty God. The covenant he cut with Abraham brought Jesus. Every time I think about that, I don't know how I feel many times, that God cut a covenant with a man. And he said, through you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And God knew that there is no way the whole family of the earth will be blessed by a man. It's not possible. So God knew it's only him that can be in that situation whereby the whole family of one man bless the whole world. So God decided to become a man. He put himself under pressure because of his faithfulness. Every time he speaks, he moved things around to see those things fulfilled. Because God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent of his word. Everything he has said, he will do it. He's so faithful to his word. And if God is faithful to his word, he's faithful to Abraham, he is faithful to you also. And if God is faithful to you, then you don't have any business with frustration and depression, with sickness and disease, with poverty. Now, the plan of redemption is totally for our emancipation. We are delivered from the power of darkness and we are translated into the kingdom of his dear son. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. We are completely delivered. We are victors. We are not victims by the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to this very carefully, because you see, I have known over the years that it takes the knowledge of the truth to experience freedom. I have seen people that just hear the word of God, the truth of the word of God, and they become so violent. No way! This must be the end of this affliction. And that's it. Now, it's not that the scripture was written when they discovered it. It's been there, but they didn't know. See this. Now, there are things that God, oh my God, help me. There are things that God expects you to experience because you are in Christ.
That's right. Amen.
The church in the wilderness experienced such a supernatural touch of heaven to an extent that the world is still talking about it. The church in the wilderness experienced supernatural provision, supernatural healing. You can't explain how God fed them for 40 years without a store. You can't explain how they had gold and silver and yet they don't trade. You can't explain how people will be living in tent for 40 years and they were not feeble. Now, let me show you this. In Acts chapter 7, verse 38. Oh, my God. Acts chapter 7, verse 38. Now, because I'm showing you that evil stop touching you from now. That's what I'm talking about. Now, you see, he said, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel we spoke to him in Mount Sinai. And with our fathers who received the lively oracle to gift unto us. We received the lively oracle from God who was in the church in the wilderness. When he was in the church in the wilderness, we saw the way he manifested. Now, if the church in the wilderness saw such freedom, now till eternity it become is still a mystery. How the children of Israel left Egypt without shooting a gun. Hey, yeah. You don't get it.
Yes, yes.
They didn't shoot one gun. God stepped in and decapped all their enemies.
That's right.
Let me see something that I saw. I was reading Exodus chapter 14, verse 24 to 25. The Bible says, and it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked into the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud. And troubled the host of the Egyptians. He was fighting for the church in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. See what happened. He said, and he took off their chariot wheels. now, I don't know. As you are listening to me, whatever is running after you to catch you, God will immobilize them now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever looked like oppression, today, they are all destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, the Bible says, and he took off their chariot wheels and they drove them heavily. God gave them another job, third job, second job, fourth job. They didn't have your time no more. Mm-hmm. He said, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighted for them against the Egyptians. And that was the church in the wilderness under the old covenant. Now, this is the church in the city.
Right.
The church of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And if God can fight for the church in the wilderness, mm-hmm. he will fight for the church of Jesus.
Right.
And he will make sure that there is no Pharaoh, there is no slavery, there is no attack that come to your life that will prevail. Now, all the armies of the Egyptians, they were drowned in the sea because God was fighting for them. In fact, the Egyptians recognized that it takes a mighty hand of God to do that. The enemy bring everything that they know to bring to the battle. But I am telling you, without shooting of one gun, God took over and he gave victory to the church. Now listen, we are the church of the living God, and the promise of God according to Luke chapter 18 verse 7, the Bible says, and God, he says, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he be alone with them. God want to avenge. God want to lift you. I tell you, he said he will do it speedily. Now, God is saying to you and I today that whatsoever he said to destroy you, he said he will go for it. Whatsoever he said to frustrate your life, he will go for it. Now, if you understand how much you are loved, you will know why God will spare his only son to come to this world to die for you. If you know how much your victory, your peace and joy touches God's heart, you will know why it is impossible for you to be a misfit on the earth. You cannot be molested by the enemy. Stop saying the same thing the world is saying. They don't know. Now, how do you just go to a country you have never been and you are trying to teach them their culture? No. They look at you as if you have lost it.
That's right.
I mean, you see, it doesn't matter, but I have read a lot of things about their culture. You have not been there.
That's
Right. You don't live there. You are not born there.
Right.
And the same thing is happening. People got born again and they are not ready to learn the culture.
Mm.
Now, you need to rise up. You need to shout it out. I am redeemed from every harassment of darkness. If that is your song every day, the devil will have kept quiet about your destiny a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The children of Israel have this understanding. In fact, David said, when he was speaking, he said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." The redeemed don't keep quiet. If things are not working in your life, that does not mean you are sinning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if things are not working in your life, that means you are not talking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are too many things. You can be so faithful, so holy, and still be oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, it is a principle that must be followed. Now, I don't understand why John the Baptist should be beheaded. He's a holy man. Very faithful, anointed. Now, when they want to keep Peter, why was it that it was impossible to keep Peter? Because the church took their step. They said, "No, you can't kill this one." They began to pray. And as they were praying, God intervened. That means there are things that is happening in your life right now is because you are too quiet. Rise up. Stand on your redemption platform. It's your right. I said the other time to somebody, I said, you don't have to beg God to do anything. He has already done it. People think it's a sign of humility. No, it's a sign of ignorance. You don't have to beg him. Now, I don't know how that sound. You want to fly. You want to go to New York. So, next week. So, now, this week, you enroll in a school of piloting. So that you can know how the aircraft flies. Now, if you just talk to somebody, Pastor Jen, and they say, "Why are you in school?" "Yeah, I'm traveling to New York next week." "And you are in school?" "Yes, I just want to know what they are doing, how they fly the aircraft, because I want to make sure I'm safe." Now, even if you go to school, they won't allow you in the cockpit.
That's right.
So what's the essence of it? Now, that is what a lot of believers are doing. People are doing the most they think they have to do, but majority of what they do is contrary to what is expected of them.
Mm-hmm.
Know the truth. You don't have to know how the aircraft flies. You just have to get your ticket and get inside.
Mm-hmm.
Know the truth. Stand with the truth. Speak the truth. Let God do his job.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be doing the job that God expects you to do. You cannot be asking God to come and do what you are expected to do. God can't fail on his own path. Don't fail on your path. Your path is speaking. His path is doing. He said, "As you have spoken in my ears, so I will do to you." Numbers 14:28. Now, if you will speak it, God is committed to do it. He said in Mark 11 and verse number 23. Now, let's read this word. The Bible says here, he said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever doesn't mean you are a pastor, whosoever means anybody, shall say unto this mountain." And when you see this mountain is talking about one obstacle or the other, something that looks like a challenge. Now, this mountain can be sickness, can be disease, it can be whatever. It can be financial issue, it can be relationship issue. Now, stop just waiting for God to move it. He said, "Speak to it. I will move it if you do the speaking."
That's right.
Now, he said, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea and shall not doubt in his heart." I'm coming to that. "But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said." Now, why should you doubt when it is God that has you to do it? That dust didn't doubt to become human being, my dear. God put the dust together and he said, "Become a man." Dust didn't say, "But you say, I've never been a man before. I mean, I've never breathed no air before. I don't know what you are talking about." Yes, sir. And before we knew it, ordinary dust began to walk around.
That's right.
That's it. Now, God, when he spoke to the sun, to the moon, they obeyed. Why is it that it is only you that is arguing? Why? He said, "Be fruitful and multiply." Everything about that started happening in the life of Adam and Eve. Until you came. Until this generation came. And every time God speaks, he said, No evil shall come near your dwelling place. He said, no, that's not what the government said. They said the evil is everywhere. Now, I am not saying you should not keep yourself healthy. Protect yourself if you have, there is some guidelines for you. But I'm saying you can't trust in the arm of the flesh. You cannot. You will fail yourself. A lot of people that trust in the arm of the flesh and they are telling everybody they are using faith. Men, they're risking their lives. Stop trusting the arm of the flesh. Let the word of God be your watchword. Right. Begin to declare what he says. He knows how to stop evil from coming to you. I have seen gazillions of people that have told me that where I work, somebody have coronavirus and they have to subject everybody to test. And then when they tested us, it's only me that didn't have it.
Yes.
You just imagine that. Why? Is standing on the word. Amen. On the word.
Right.
1,000 shall fall. 10,000. 100,000. But it will not come near you.
Right.
We are not excited that they are falling. But we are saying it's not supposed to be.
That's right.
So we are standing upon the word of God. We are taking covering under the blood of the Lamb.
Right.
And we know that if it is God's word, it stands forever. Heaven and earth will pass away. A little out of his word will not go except they are fulfilled. You can't rewrite the scripture because you have IT certificate. You can't rewrite the word of God because you have medical director anywhere, I don't care, or you have all the theological whatever you've learned from. We are talking about infallible, the most powerful word that ever existed in the universe, the word of the living God. Now, you have listened to this word tonight, and you know that by the truth of God's word, evil is not meant for you. Affliction is not your portion. Failure is far from you. You can't die the way they die. You can't be oppressed the way they are oppressed. So why don't you just join me tonight as we put a total end to every embarrassment of the enemy around you. The Bible says, one shall slay 1,000. Two shall put 10,000 to flight. Why don't you join the force tonight? We are more than two. You inclusive. Now, we are here now, about five of us, to agree and put a total end to the power of darkness. I want you to join hands with me. We are going to pray for these people in agreement tonight. No more failure.
That's right.
No more oppression.
That's right.
No more sickness. No more disease.
That's right.
Coronavirus is not going to invade them, their lives and families. No. There is no upsurge of no virus again in their lives.
Right.
In the mighty name of your Father, we stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus.
Mm.
We agree together tonight in faith,
yes,
concerning the life of these precious people.
Yes,
we arrest you sickness and disease.
Yes,
we arrest you failure.
Yes.
We arrest you, all manner of frustration, inflammation, cancer. We arrest you right now. We bind you and we cast you out in the name of Jesus. We stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. And we say no to you. You power of the wicked one. You power that bring backwardness, frustration, stagnation, limitation. We bind you by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. We cast you out of the life of these ones in the name of Jesus. We stand on Luke chapter 18 and Matthew 18, 19 and 20. We agree right now that the peace of God that passes all understanding rests upon your life, rest upon your families, rest upon your children in the mighty name of Jesus. We take you out of darkness to light in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive your health. Receive your finances. Receive your freedom. We lose every grip of darkness over your mind. In the name of Jesus, we liberate you from every oppression of the wicked one. In the name of Jesus, you are free. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now you are free. Everything is now working for your good. But if you have been listening to me today,
and you have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you've not been saved. There is nothing that can change your life like coming to Christ. Now, one thing I've discovered, people can give you clothes, they can give you food, they can even buy you a house. Without Christ, there is no eternity. I'm welcoming you to a world of a change, not only here, but something that goes to eternity, and it's so easy. You just need to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, and Jesus Christ will come into you and make his your life his own. So why don't you just say this simple prayer with me right now, and a new beginning will begin in your life. Say, Father, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. Father, from today, I give my life to you. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I'm a child of God. I am born again. Come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Wow. That you are now a brand new person. I am telling you, your life will never remain the same again. All you need to do right now, begin to look for a Bible-believing church whereby you can grow in your new life, fellowshipping with the Word of God to bring a total change into your life and your family, and it shall be well with you. But I'm telling you, you cannot be in Christ and stay in Christ. And Pastor Jan, I can't wait. Tomorrow, God is going to open a new chapter in the life of his people and give us a lift that only him can do. And I don't want people to miss it. Come on, take it over.
Take it. Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop.
Thank you, Jesus.
What an awesome word from the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We are
mightily blessed. I want to take this time just to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Now, we certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow morning. Yes, tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, our services, we have two services. The first service is an early service that starts at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. The second service starts at 10 a.m. If you get up late, come out and worship with us. Either way, come out and worship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Now, if you need a ride, no problem. Just give us a call, and we'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. Come out to tomorrow's service, because I'm telling you, we're going to talk with Bishop about tomorrow's service when we come back. But right now, we're getting ready to take a praise break. So stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Lost man, he spoke and it was, he created us. house. By the power of his voice, he'll be peace.
All right, we are back with your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. We certainly want to invite you to come out to our services tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we have two services. The first service is an early service that starts at 8 a.m., and the second service starts at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, no problem. Just give us a call. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call again is area code 904-646-8210. Now, you're going to want to come out to the services tomorrow morning because it's a service you're not going to want to miss. Tomorrow is our covenant day of divine elevation. Wow. Yes, 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 yes.
Glory, glory.
Our covenant day. You notice we're always up.
Yes.
Our covenant day of divine elevation. And we're going to talk to Bishop about that because, Bishop, I mean, God has been so faithful in this ministry. He keeps us elevated.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow is our covenant day of divine elevation. Mm. Tell us about that.
Now, thank you, Pastor. Now, the scripture says, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. He says, therefore, I will offer him a sacrifice of praise. Now, people need to understand that God is concerned about your lifting. A lot of people think God just wants you to worship him. Yes. But he's so much concerned about your lifting. Now, your lifting is glory. Your lifting is a proof of his presence in your life. In fact, the world don't know God. They see him through you. Mm-hmm. In tomorrow's service, God wants to stir something up in your faith that will lift you from where you are to where you should be. Now listen, somebody says, oh, God just lifted me. That was then. Because in Zion, they go from strength to strength. Yesterday, blessing can never be compared with today. In fact, I expect blessing every second, not every day, every second, because last second, that was in the past. As far as God is concerned, he wants to change it. He wants to move you forward. So tomorrow's service, God will begin to show us how you can get him committed to your lifting, to your elevation. You can't be seated in heavenly places and yet you are not ruling. Let's know tomorrow what God wants to do with us.
Amen. Now, that's tomorrow morning, our covenant day of divine lifting. And God wants to show us if God's not in it, we're not lifted anyway. You know. So we are so, so excited about tomorrow. Mm. So you need to come out to our services tomorrow morning. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. And the second service starts at 10 a.m. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly located at 7171. Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Now, Bishop, it's time for us to go into that wonderful segment that we call the Moment of Change. Mm. And to take us right into it is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
Oh, I am blessed and highly favored. You know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, but where the word is this Saturday evening. And I want to thank the Lord for anyone that is connecting to us this moment on any platform. We just want to thank the Lord for, you know, being in where the word of life is where you want to be.
Yeah.
Because where the word of the King is,
there is power.
Yes. And that is the power that overcomes everything. So I thank the Lord for this opportunity, Pastor Jen, to share in this fellowship with you and my Father and the Lord. But I want to take this moment to acknowledge him. Sir, thank you. Thank you for your obedience. And, you know, you are such a blessing to our generation. You know, we will never take it lightly. We just want to thank the Lord for this chance that we have every minute to thank the Lord for your life.
Amen.
You know, speaking about the force of victory tonight, you know, you spoke some things that you know, we might have heard it before, but, you know, but he touched on some chords. You know, you mentioned nothing was created by God to dominate me.
Yeah,
and that hit me. That was like, yes, I agree. You know, you said everything should be under my feet. As a believer, as a child of God, that is one thing that someone that's listening, please be quick to get this message. Nothing should dominate you. You should have this. It is like, you know, a revival should wake you up and say nothing, not even the virus that is out there that is destroying others. It should never come near you. But, you know, sir, this is the moment of change, and we want to use this opportunity from what you just said and shared with us. We want to ask some few questions so that we apply to our lives, and someone listening will have a way of looking how this applies to our lives. You know, you also said a few things that I want to recount before I get to my question. You said there are things God wants you to experience because, you know, the church that was in the wilderness experienced certain things that is glorious.
That's it.
And so now we are to rise up and stand up on the redemption platform. That's what brings me to my question. Because, you know, in Jonah chapter 2, verse 18, he said, "They that observe lying vanities forsake their mercy." For us, we have been able to understand that redemption is a platform for us to stand on and rise up on. But then there are lying vanities out there, you know. The television is one of them. It's portraying everything that is telling you the world is coming to an end tomorrow. I mean, things are falling apart. How do we stand up? And how do we rise up on this redemption platform to receive the victory? Because someone might be hearing this and say, well, I don't know how. Help us understand this. I mean, because you said these things and they are true because they are scriptural. So help us understand. How do you stand up? Yeah. How do you rise up on your redemption platform to overcome and be victorious?
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now, you will discover that I was speaking from the book of Daniel the other time, 11:32, and I said, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they will do exploit. Yes. Now, the truth of the matter is, now all the fear and all the wrong information people are hearing and they are carrying around, it got into them by one means, hearing, seeing. Now, if that must change, they have to hear something different. They have to see something different. Now, because nobody is born with fear, we learn it. Nobody is born with doubt, we learn it. A child that doesn't know anything about fire, we touch it. Because he starts learning what fire is, maybe by feelings or whatever, or he's instructed. Same thing. If we are going to change anything to see the same thing that the church in the wilderness saw, we have to learn it from the word. Now, the point is, we are living in the world where people are so proud to acknowledge that they are wrong. That's it. And the generation that is so proud, we miss God. Now, I have seen that even when you tell people this is how it's supposed to be, they think you want to control them. No, I have my mind. You have your mind all this wide. Your mind is not blessing you. Why don't you change it?
Amen.
I mean, I have my mind. I said, my mind is my mind. Wow. But this mind is killing you.
That's right.
So it takes some humility to just say, okay, now, let me sit down and find out what is really wrong. If what I've been doing for 3 years, 4 years, is not changing me, I need to get new information.
Right.
Now, the word of the living God is the truth. Either the one you have read or that is shared by the anointed men and women of God. And it's so easy to know whether it's the truth or not. Now, if anybody is telling you anything that cannot be verified in the word of God, and it's just a spirit revealed, and there is no link about that in the scripture, it's lying.
That's right.
It's lying.
That's
Don't let anybody begin to bamboozle you with one revelation from the Spirit that Jesus Christ is coming next year. It's a lie. It's a lie. That's the Bible didn't say that. Now, if anybody is trying to just use the prophetic word to put you in bondage, you know the book. Read the word.
That's right.
The scripture is there. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that is given to us to give us an insight into what is going on. At the same time, you can read the word to ascertain that those things are true. The Berean Christian, each time they hear the word, they go back to the scripture to find out whether those things are right or not. Now, but this generation, we just want everything. We want God to put the food in our mouth, God to go to the kitchen to cook it, and if God is not cooking it, then he's no more a good God. Now, it's not going to work that way.
That's right.
If people are not ready to take responsibility, it's going to take a long time before things change.
Wow. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. I just want to continue on that, you know, with what Pastor Christian was talking about, and you were talking about also. We talked about the church in the wilderness. Then you also said something about the church of today.
Yeah.
You know, and the scripture said that, you know, we depend on the strength of our, you know, of the flesh, the arm of the flesh. Mm. But, you know, we here, we depend on God. So my question is that when the world depends on the flesh, the arm of the flesh, you know, we dealing with things where we deal with, you know, spiritual matters on a daily basis and stuff like that. And the world is totally against the things of God today. Anything that stands for God, the world don't want nothing to do with it. And as you see what's going on in the world today, you know, you talked about the different the pandemics and all that there. But we hear, we know that the word of God works.
Yeah.
We know that there's healing. We know there's prosperity. We know that there's no lack. So, you know, explain to our audience what it means not to depend on the arm of the flesh.
Yeah. Thank you.
Depend on the human being.
Yeah. Is it Bible say, woe unto that man that put a man as his strength. Mm. He said he will not know when the good things comes.
That's right.
Now, the point is, the world celebrate independence.
That's right.
God celebrates dependence.
Yes.
He wants you and I to depend on him for everything. Everything. He wants you, it's like, Daddy, come and do this for me. And he will rise up to do it. Mm-hmm. And the one he wants you to do, he will show you, do this one, so that this one can be done. He just wants you to ask him questions. He wants you to follow instruction and direction. Now, the world says, no, don't talk to me about God. That's why the world is suffering.
That's it. Yes.
There's so much suffering in this world. People that you think have money, they don't have peace of mind.
Mm-mm.
The one that have the peace of mind, he doesn't have money. Yeah. The one that say he has money doesn't have good health. Now, so much, you see, we're just talking about pandemic of the virus. There is pandemic before that one
that's
came.
That's right.
Pandemic in their lives, their life is shattered. Now, you may not have that billion in the account, but the peace of God that passes all understanding, no money can buy it. And that peace will lead you to the money you need.
Amen.
And the world didn't see that. And as long as the world is not ready to bow to the one that created it, nothing can change. You see, people like putting emotion into things. Well, okay, maybe if they do that one, God will look at it. No, God will not violate his word. God is merciful.
Amen.
But his mercy will show you the truth.
That's right.
So when you begin to walk in his mercy, you are walking in his truth. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Sir, we just want to thank you. This is the moment of change. If you're listening, you know, he said some key things. Depend on God. God wants you to depend on him. You can't depend on something if you don't believe in it.
Yeah.
You got to believe in something before you depend on it.
That's it.
And so believing in God is the beginning. Believing in him that, yes, everything was made for him and through him, and he is the reason for all things. The glory belongs to him. That makes all the difference. So, Pastor Jan, this is an opportunity we have to share that. Look, you know, the time on the radio is kind of short, but we have two services tomorrow.
Yes.
And we want to encourage someone that wants to hear more of this. we want you to say, you know, I want to hear more about this matter. Come and join the program tomorrow. There is two services. You know, come and hear more on this matter. You know, am I correct, Pastor Jack?
Yes, Pastor Christian. Thank you so much. That was Bishop Abiola Idowu, Pastor Christian, and the Fulfillment Family with the Moment of Change. And yes, we do have two services tomorrow morning. The first service is an early service that starts at 8 a.m. And the second service starts at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. Come out to tomorrow's service. Tomorrow is our covenant day of divine elevation. Our covenant day of divine elevation. And you don't want to miss it. Now, if you can't make it out, you can still join us by following us on Facebook at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly and on YouTube at the Dominion Network. And if you're in the Orange Park area or Middleburg or the surrounding areas, you can come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly in Orange Park. Yes, Orange Park. Crepa, Orange Park. Christ Resurrection Power Assembly has a campus in Orange Park. And the address is 1670 Wells Road, Suite 104. That's 1670 Wells Road, Suite 104. We're located directly next to the Rose Grocery Store, and our services start at 10 a.m. So now we're going to take some time, Bishop.
Yeah.
It's time.
I can't wait.
It's that time. Yes, we're just going to take a pause right now, and we're going to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of his people. That means it's testimony time.
Right.
Yes, it's testimony time.
Glory
and
to Jesus.
Yes, right. Bishop, right. We have a testimony tonight. Mm. Now, this testimony is about a sister who was on her way to church. As she was on her way to church, she was feeling a pain in her leg.
Mm.
And now, this is so awesome because as she was driving to church, you know we have two services.
Yes.
And she was actually listening to the early service, the early morning service. And she heard a word. She heard a word that said she heard that her body is the temple
of God.
Of the Lord God. And she spoke to her body because the word said you can speak to your body.
Yeah, yes.
And she heard that word that she can speak to her body, and it prompted her to speak to those legs
mm-hmm.
and to speak to that pain because it had no right to be there.
That's it.
And Bishop, she spoke to those legs. She spoke to that body. And guess what? The pain disappeared. The pain disappeared. Before she even got
wow.
to service, the pain
That's
disappeared.
It.
What
it.
An awesome testimony.
You see, I'm so excited because, you see, God's word works.
That's right.
Yes.
And he has a dominating force when you declare that word in faith. Now, I was so excited when I had that testimony that she just had it, applied it, and it worked. That was after 2 years that the pain had been there.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, and I was just saying, if you won't say nothing, you will carry it for another 2 years.
Wow.
If you just say God is in control, God will just say, I've been in control. You are the one that I put in charge now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people of God, I don't care what the devil has been telling you. Send him out now.
Amen.
Tell your body how to feel. Don't let your body dictate to you. Tell that pain to stop. Tell your heart to beat right.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your kidney to listen to you.
Amen.
And before you know it, God's glory will begin to manifest in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. What an awesome way to hear the word and apply it.
That's
and get results right away. She heard the word.
Wow.
And if you
want to hear
the word also, you can come tomorrow morning and hear the word. Yes, you can come tomorrow morning to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. We have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m., and the second service starts at 10 a.m. We want to see you there. Tomorrow is our covenant day of divine elevation. Divine elevation. Yes.
We're going up.
Oh, that is awesome. Wow. That is so awesome. Yes. Now, Pastor Christian.
Yes.
Now, I know we have many, many listeners all over the world that's listening to this broadcast. And, you know, there may be someone who wants to sow a seed or plant a seed in this ministry. Can you tell them how they can do that?
Absolutely. You know, the platforms that we have, like Cash App, you know, there's also other things that we want to just bring to your attention. If you're listening, it's so easy for you to be part of this program by through your giving. First, you can just text the word "give" and be blessed. One word to 73256. That will give you an opportunity to just follow some prompts, quick questions, and you'll be able to plant a seed into the ministry. No amount is small. It is safe. It is secure. But we also want to encourage you, Cash App is a platform that we also use. You can send your partnership with this program or your seed, because we don't want to call it you are given. You don't give to God. It is God that bless you.
Amen.
So, you know, if you want to plant a seed, just use the Cash App. It's the $ and the word CREPA. But also you can go to www.crepa.org, scroll down to the radio program, and then you'll be able to complete that transaction. It's safe, secure, and quick. But most importantly, Pastor John, we want to encourage someone that is in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Please visit us. Come with that seed in your hands. Right. 7171 Arlington Expressway. And we are glad to be a partner with you. And we planting our seeds every Sunday. Tomorrow is a day we want you to come. Come in the morning service or come in the later service as well. 8 or 10 a.m. Thank you, Pastor Jeff.
Thank you so much, Pastor Christian. Now, Bishop, I'm going to remind them about our services again tomorrow.
Good.
And then I'm coming back to you for the final word.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, you've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. You have an open invitation to come out to our services tomorrow morning. Yes, we have two services. The first service is an early service that starts at 8 a.m. and the second service starts at 10 a.m. And if you need a ride, no problem. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. Tomorrow's service is a service you're not going to want to miss. Why? Because tomorrow is our covenant day of divine elevation. Our covenant day of divine elevation. Come out tomorrow, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., and you'll be mightily blessed. Bishop, back to you for the final word.
Yeah, praise the Lord. My beloved, I want you to know that God got a plan for your life. So are you tired of the situation you are going through right now? You've prayed and it looks as if there is no answer coming. It looks as if your faith is going down. Frustration, depression is setting in. Maybe your children are not even listening the way you want it. Maybe your relationship is having a lot of challenges. Why don't you come to Jesus tomorrow? Come and see how God will elevate and change your story forever. The word of the living God works. That is the tool that created the heavens and the earth. And that tool can create a new destiny for you. See you tomorrow morning, either 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. in the morning, and your life will never remain the same again. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Now, Bishop, our time is up.
Yeah.
We've got to get out of here. We thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So we'll see you next week. Until then, remain blessed. And remember,
Jesus is alive.
If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210. And one of the Crepper prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
You've been listening to Your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.